This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a Seaver gun and Newman's and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Doctor, shut up!
It's not so!
Every time I look around, every time I look around,
oh baby, baby, oh baby, baby, making me crazy, making me crazy, every time I look around,
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 every time I look around.
Hey guys, welcome to the show, huh?
Oh, it's good to be here.
It's great to be here.
It's nice to just take a seat for a little while.
Have a seat.
I'm gonna have a seat for a little while.
Have a seat and slow down.
That's what this show's all about. Maybe you're somewhere and you're going fast. It's time to slow down.
Slow the fuck down.
Slow down for a second.
Hey, Junior.
If you're driving, wherever you are, no matter what the situation, take this time to slow down.
Take this time to slow down.
Here in the country, we live a little differently life. Every winter when the crops die out and it gets back home with an adult, except my wife. I really want the music to go back.
I couldn't find it. It went away. It got away from me.
Went completely away.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm tired.
I'm kind of okay.
People are asking, how are you?
Yeah. I'm similar. I'm a little tired.
Yeah. What are you tired about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm sick and tired of.
Yeah, do it.
The government.
Kevin? Are you calling the government? Dude, speaking of the government, I'm on jury duty right now.
Oh, man, that's so annoying. I'm sorry.
By the time this show is aired, I will have done it or have not done it. Isn't that crazy?
I was not super into their new way of doing it. It's scary.
How do you mean?
It scares me. Because I don't want to do it. You know,
you don't want to do it, so you don't like the old way or the new way, because it always was you have to do it.
I guess the old way was, you have to do it. Well, okay, all right.
And the new way is like, you got to do it.
And the new way, you're right. The new way is like, you might not need to do it. I just received news that Shrek could be coming to Fortnite.
Really tapped in, dude. Somebody called you or texted you about that?
I got big news.
You need to fill it.
So Mike, I got to tell you something that happened to me recently.
Yeah.
And it's making me a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
This might need to be one of those situations where there needs to be an escalation of some sort.
Okay.
Because we were at a restaurant recently, pretty close to my new place where I live in Long Beach. And we got this server who was like, hey, man, maybe I'm trying to get famous, be an actor in L.A. or something.
He missed.
Yeah, seems like. And then the service was like horrible. And like Matt was with us and he spilled his water like right away.
Yeah. He always, that's the thing that he does. He makes sure to spill it right away.
Well, Matt has some sort of other Matt avatar inside his brain that's controlling his big gorilla arms. And I think he just knocks shit over and it's okay. But we love it. We still love him. But
he moves like a marionette.
He does something. A little bit. Like there's someone, he's got the little Man in Black guy in there, but it's a little Matt.
Right, right. He's still him, but he's severance.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so anyway, he spilled his water and then like, you know, it was very obvious and you know, the waiter saw and was like, oh shit. And then he was like, can I get another water? And it was like 40 minutes or that's something before he got come another on. Water.
We are in a shortage.
There's a water shortage, guys. You know?
That's true. Is that why?
I don't know, but anyway, we were like, whatever. And
did the mayor cut off the water supply to the restaurants?
Oh, shit.
Find out next week.
Bit of a pingy ting.
So 40 minutes for water?
Yeah, and the service just sucked. And I was like, whatever, brother. I don't mind. And it was like, we're done. No big deal, right? Oh, also, one detail that was like a little bit interesting too, which had nothing to do with this guy. But they brought out these like heat lamps, you know, those heat lamps they bring out in the outdoor restaurants.
Yeah,
were
you like on a deck or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that cold. And we were even with some women who were petite, who were like not that cold. And
they're prone to being cold because they're little.
Even when it's fucking hot and cold, like what the fuck?
That's one thing that petite women don't talk about enough is that sometimes as a breezy day might feel normal to you and I, they could be swept completely away.
Swept away by how beautiful the wind is and by the wind.
Yeah.
We used to get into big arguments in the SourceFed office over the air conditioning because we had boys who were like, wanted fucking below zero. And then we had the petite girls who were like, I'm freezing my fucking ass off and I'm trying to look cute.
Yeah, sure.
And it was a big constant battle. It was like, ladies, put on a jacket, right? Or put a blanket on.
Now you can't tell women to put a jacket on.
You can't tell women to put on a jacket anymore.
Thanks, Trump.
Anyway, so this guy was like, it wasn't him, but at the restaurant, like, put all these, like, fucking outdoor heat lamps, like all around, like trapped us.
They surrounded you guys with heat lamps? Like they were playing one of those tower defense
kinda
games?
And if like literally like I like to sit on the edge of a seat. Like
you're
like,
so excited.
I'm
to
a
eat
corner boy. I'm a corner boy. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm a corner boy. Do we know what that means?
What does that mean? Tell
I don't
us
like being tucked into like a booth between two boys, a petite. And I want to be able to kind of get out and escape. I have, you know, I get anxiety.
You don't want to be trapped in there.
I don't want to be trapped. I need an exit strategy.
Do you get claustrophobers?
Maybe not phobers, but
there's something going
maybe
on.
Maybe not. Yeah, there's some. I just feel a little safer at the edge. Is
I would feel
relatable?
A little bit safer at the edge.
I kind of feel
you're,
safer.
You taking a tour of the Grand Canyon with
sorry,
your lady?
Guys.
I'd feel a little bit safer at the edge.
I need an escape plan, which is into the gaping hole of.
I get that. Mountain. That's your Italian
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. Never... It's just looking for the fire exits just in case.
Yeah.
And this guy, the guy fucking literally traps me. He puts a fucking heat lamp like right next to me.
Yeah.
And like right where I can scooch my leg and get out of the seat.
Yeah.
And he turns it on full blast and it's like burning my hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the guy's still there doing it. And I'm like, hey, man, are you trapping me in here? And he goes, no. And then he leaves.
No, you can't get out.
I and I'm go. Like, no, I'm trapped in here. I mean, I guess I could come out of the.
Why didn't you just say, can you back this up a little bit?
I don't know. Was
that the escalation that you were talking
about? No. This is even crazier. That was kind of an aside of it. The whole night was just kind of uncomfortable and weird.
Got it.
And then the next day, we go to brunch. We got Matt Rob with us. And my lovely lady, friend. And we almost tuned into the right station, but it didn't happen there. But, so we're at this brunch place, and who do we see is the fucking server. Whoa. Same server. Working at the brunch place.
This guy has a territory.
He's got a territory for sure.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, didn't I serve you guys last night? We were like, oh, no. Yeah, yes.
You're the guy who loves the heaters.
You're the guy that loves heaters.
You couldn't get enough heaters.
You sent a note to the management. Said, more heaters.
You said, my compliments to the chef, but my compliments to management, more heaters.
These heaters are... I said to the chef.
Yeah.
I said, can I see the chef? Because these heaters are fucking killing it right now. Get the chef. Oh, sir, he's making... food. Get I don't the
care.
Chef.
I don't care. I need to tell someone.
He needs to know.
I already yelped it.
This fire here is fucking amazing. I need to talk to this guy. Anyway,
where did your chef study? What country of origin is your chef? Because these heaters are hot and
incredible.
I'm trapped.
I'm trapped in here. I'm real trapped. I've never had a heater make me feel trapped.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the guy was like, fuck, well, yeah, man, I work here, too. And we're like, okay, buddy, like, good to see you, man. And he walks away, and Matt and I look at each other. And Matt hated him the night before.
Yeah.
Because of the water situation.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. And he leans over to me at this brunch place, and he's like, I'm still waiting for my water. Let's see if he brings it to me. Anyway, and then he keeps, like, coming back over to our table and going like, hey, guys, how you doing? Everything's good? And we're like, yeah, we're good, man.
Not from like, last night? Like, are we good?
No, are we? Because I followed you home. And he was like, I'm basically like the janitor here.
Mm.
He's like, otherwise I'd help you guys out with whatever, but I can't do shit. I'm a busboy here. I put the plates away. And we're like, okay, man, whatever.
Yeah, that
good
makes
to
sense.
See you, brother. And he's like, all right, man. And then we're like, that was that. Kind of weird, right?
That'd be so funny if Matt was like, and... You're bad at it.
And you're bad at it. Yeah. He's even bad at the janitor part.
Or the place is filthy. There's big disgusting. Turds in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this morning, Mike, this morning.
Yeah.
I open up the gate that leads into where I live.
Yeah.
And I walk out onto the sidewalk. And who the fuck is right in my, like walking right up to me, essentially.
Standing there, it's bloody knife, same clothes he was in last night.
No, this is the time frame. Dinner Saturday is when we first encountered him. And then brunch the next day, Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday happens. Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's this morning. I bump into this motherfucker. He sees me coming out of where I live.
Yeah. But right now you don't have any serious problem.
But he looks at me and he goes, hey, wait.
I owe you a water.
Where's the homunculus that spilled his water? What happened to that guy? He's like, he's like the Krang guy.
What was that guy's name?
That guy didn't have a name, I don't think. Yeah. He's just... Oh, Krang's lover.
Krang's house.
Krang's house man.
So, yeah, dude.
House anyway, man. So Eric fucking house this guy sees where I live, and he's like, man, he's like, you're the guy. He's like, what the fuck?
But right now you don't have a problem with him.
Well, I'm just like, I got the weird, like, I want to be an actor in L.A. vibe from him, like, right away. And then all throughout each encounter with him, it was, like, kind of annoying.
Sure.
And,
assumed familiarity.
Yeah, and, like, you know, sure, it's interesting and weird that we kept bumping into each other at these restaurants, but if he's working in the area...
Yeah.
And we're not, like, tourists or whatever, like, the chances are...
What if he's a big fan, big, huge fan, and he's like, dude... This guy hates to be cold. This
is my one shot. Well, that's fucked up because we're talking all about him right now. If he's a huge fan, he's hearing this.
Yeah. But welcome to the show.
He asked me what my name was again, though. He's like, what was your name again?
Oh, so he's definitely looking it up.
So, but I didn't give him my full fucking name. I'll tell you that much, Dad.
You never watch someone give the Yelp review.
No.
This is like that.
Yeah, it kind
of
is.
Like if you were to, like instead of reading it, somebody just says it. And you have to watch him say it. That's but he knows where you live.
He knows where I live.
Yeah.
And it, and he was like, weird, we keep bumping into each other.
Yeah, he's right.
And I'm like, okay, true. Definitely, that's true.
And then what?
And then he was like, well, maybe I'll see you around. He's like, I live like down the street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, we're like neighbors.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like...
the warmest neighborhood.
In any other instance of this happening, usually people see it as some kind of a sign.
You're supposed to fall madly in love.
Like this guy maybe is the one.
Yeah. Ask him on a date.
Is he
hot? Not for me. He's probably hot to somebody.
Everyone's hot to somebody.
He's probably hot to somebody.
We'll be right back.
Guys, this holiday season, come into Flanger's. We've got turkey and chicken, and you can mix and match and have turkey and chicken for Thanksgiving with your family. We got all the fixings. We got corn.
We do things a little differently here.
Flanger's. Here at Flanger's, you can have a beak.
That's my favorite part about that.
You can have the beak.
you can't eat. We can't let you eat it because of insurance.
But you can have it. And once you leave, what you do with yours. It is not our responsibility.
Once you leave, the beak's yours.
Once you leave, the beak is no longer our responsibility.
That's what it says on the bumper stickers.
That's true, dude.
Flangers, once you leave, the beak is no longer our... Welcome to Flangers.
Let's put that shirt out.
Yeah. I want to see a full merch line for Flangers.
Let's just put that shirt out and see what happens. Like, it's just one little moment in this episode that we never talk about again.
Okay. I'm going to be sad to see it go.
Me too. Flangers.
That's your problem now.
Flangers, once the beak's out of the shop, that's your problem now.
Flangers, where's the beak?
Be kind to each other.
Be kind. Rewind. We also have a spot where you can rent tapes.
Rent tapes about birds. Anyway, but yeah, like I'm like, what is the universe trying to tell me?
Why don't you just...
Do I need to be friends with this guy or something?
Dude, did I tell you that I've been trying to talk to strangers?
No.
Like, I've been trying to talk to one stranger a day.
That's great.
Made it a rule. And it's pretty fun, dude. If you, like try to store up all the energy you need to have a conversation, and instead of wasting it on someone you know, you just use that for one... Like, I'm fully in with this person no matter what.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And maybe this is your guy. Maybe you need to talk
to him. Yeah, maybe.
And if it's bad, it's bad. You come on the show, you talk about it, we send it to him.
And that's the way that we get, yeah, that instead of me confronting him, we just send him the show.
It's better if you send him the show. It's better if it comes from the show.
Because I don't know how he's going to react. I don't know this guy.
You say you have a good conversation with him.
Yeah.
Like, you stick in it.
Yeah.
And you really make some attempt to be like, I'm going to figure out how I feel about this guy. And if you don't like it, we talk shit. You send him a podcast.
Yeah.
You like ask for his number and you text it to him.
Can I say something that I hope you don't take personally at all? But I felt like he gave off East Coast guy vibes.
Yeah, and you don't want more of that. You don't move to Long Beach to get East Coast vibes.
No.
I get that.
Because I do really only have room for a few East Coast friends.
I think most people do.
It gets
most
pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he gave me like a super like, I'm from Manhattan.
Hey, I'm just trying to start a new life and make new friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, this fucking piece of shit.
Are you a Reddit? You go on Reddit? Like,
Once in a while, but not much. I don't like surf around.
I kind of surf around and doom scroll on Reddit. And I follow like some of the local, like I followed like the Long Beach subreddit and stuff like that. Just to be like, what's going on? You know, like what's...
And a lot of times there's posts from people that are like kind of lonely, looking for friends posts. And I'm like, that's pretty brave to be like, put yourself out there on a subreddit where, like, you know, people in the city like definitely lurk and read and participate.
Why not use some of that bravery to just say hi to people in a bookstore?
In real life, yeah. Well, it feels like it's the kind of thing where it got to the point where doing that didn't really work, you know? Because that is the easiest thing to do, is just go to, like, some bar or, like, go somewhere where people are doing a social thing.
Yeah.
And just be, like, feel out the vibes and see if there's some people that kind of, like, match your energy, your vibes a little bit.
Dude,
and
then everyone just go, "What's knows- up?" There's a part in the conversation where you're like, this conversation's done.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't know each other and we saw each other in the coffee shop and you're buying that water, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've had that water. And then you say, what? Well, I'm just stranger guy. You have room for no more East Coast people in your life.
Right.
What do you say?
Well, I go like, you just said to me that you've had this water. Yeah, like,
well, I've had that.
I go like, yeah, it's pretty good. I honestly kind of taste like batteries to me.
Well. So that's where the conversation would normally, and then you would turn around and pay for it, right?
I go like, later.
But if you want to make friends,
yeah,
you have to feel that part where the conversation is done, and you have to ask a question.
Well, because you have to be like, this guy could be my friend.
Yeah.
You have to like kind of think into the future
like
a little bit.
The batteries thing was funny. I like to be funny.
I kind of feel like it tastes a little bit like batteries.
Yeah. So then it's your decision to be like, yeah, well.
Yeah.
And then it's over. Or... batteries like double A, it looks like it tastes like the one of the square ones or whatever.
Oh, a 9-volt or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when did you taste batteries? That's what I would say next if I wanted to be friends.
I'd be like, well, I ate a lot of batteries as a kid. And I was in the hospital a lot.
Then it would be over after that.
Doctors had to pull 2-3 batteries out of me a week.
I was filled with batteries as a kid.
Yeah, I just loved them.
So anyway, I'll get my water if that's okay with you.
So basically, I would eat batteries because I was punishing my toys.
Whenever one of my toys would piss me the fuck off, I would eat its batteries and it would know what that meant.
Right in front of its face. Oh, yeah? Guess what? I'm feeling kind of hungry.
Yeah, Mega Man? You can go off on trying to sleep? Huh. I rolled over on you?
Guess I could go for a midnight snack, couldn't I, Mega Man?
Not making so many sounds anymore. My tummy hurts. You know what I mean by that?
Oh, is it ad time? Yeah. Shit.
Ad time's my favorite time, and I'll tell you why.
Right after this. I'll tell you why ad time is my favorite time after this ad. I need a better vibe here. This is like We Did It.
We did it. This is like We Bowling Did It.
It's like, thanks for attending the seminar. You did it. You fulfilled all of your dreams and wishes.
We are 100% filled with contributions.
And don't forget, once you leave, the beak is your responsibility. It's not our responsibility anymore. It's not my responsibility.
You assume full legal responsibility at the beak upon exit of this building.
We have had a lot of lawsuits involving the beak. So now we've just decided, hey, maybe you guys have to deal with the beak.
We don't want to see that beak once it leaves that corridor.
You don't want us to stop serving beak. All right, let's see what we got here. Squarespace.
Don't ruin it for everybody.
Don't ruin it for everybody else. Accept it. Accept that you can't get anything from us if something happens to you in that beak.
Let's say something happens to the beak, it's not our problem, but you will ruin it for anybody else.
Get over it. The beak is on you.
I don't give up.
Guys, Squarespace, we love it. We love it because we love websites. Ooh, I love websites.
It's right, dude.
I love seeing a nice website. I love when someone sends me to a nice website. And like MikeFalzone.com is
that's a nice website, and it's also a Squarespace website. Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, you might be asking yourself, my friend Mike, that I've known for so many years, he knows how to do web coding. Mm. I don't know how to do web coding. I know how to pick one of the many, many award-winning templates they have to offer, and I know how to make my website look sharp thanks to Squarespace.
Thank the Lord. And I will say that if you're thinking about starting a website, if you've ever thought, I want a website, I've wanted a website.
If you've ever thought about a website.
If you've ever thought about a website, then you could be the perfect person to try out Squarespace. Because at Squarespace, you could showcase things you're working on, plan events, show off some art. Maybe you've got photo, you're a photographer, you want to show off your photos. Whatever. Anything that you think a website can do, you can do it with Squarespace. And I'll tell you that if you go to squarespace.com, you get a free trial. It's free. And then when you're like, okay, yeah, I want this website, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's right. You get access to all the amazing features of Squarespace, including their award-winning designs and their 24-hour a day, 7 days a week customer support line. World famous support line. Then go to squarespace.com for that free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off.
That's true, dude.
Your first purchases of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace.
2, 3, 4, 5.
And we got Rocket Money.
Your Honor.
Your Honor. You bring up a great point.
Guys, Square, Rocket Money. Square Rocket. Guys, Rocket Money is a wonderful company that has been a Dynamic Banter sponsor for quite a while.
That's right. And we want to sponsor them right back.
That's right. By saying, check out Rocket Money. Because guess what? You sign up for something. So sometimes you sign up for something and you forget about it after the trial period ends. And then,
dude, perfect.
Right?
I've done that so many times.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has a relate. Everybody can. Everybody's related.
Yeah.
And there's no way to prove that.
And there's no way to not prove to prove that. That's wrong. But I'll tell you guys, sometimes you get charged month after month for these subscriptions that you sign up for and you don't even realize it. What are you keeping a bird's eye on your account all day? I'm not.
Come
That's
on.
Why I'm in this mess.
And we wouldn't be in this mess if we had some type of service like Rocket Money to really help us out, keep track of our monthly expenses. Right, Steve?
That's right, Mike. And check this out. Did you know that 85% of people have at least one paid subscription going unused each month?
I have about 10 at least that I know about.
Yeah, exactly. But guess what, Mike? If you use Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and cancel the ones you're not using anymore, and you save more money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel those unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
It's like having a strict parent.
That's right. That cares.
Your Honor.
So guys, you can see all of those subscriptions in one place, see exactly and know exactly where your money is going, and then yeah, the ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money will help you get rid of them. And you get alerts if bills increase in price, helps you on your spending activities, or it tells you if you're going over budget, set up a budget, there's a goals feature, so many things, lower your bills, live a better, happier life. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they're using all the app's premium features.
Jackpot.
Dude, so, my favorite thing about websites is using premium
features. Me too, Mike. So cancel those unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/banter today. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. Thank ya.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
That's right. It's coming.
That's right.
And last but not least, let's talk about Harry's. Ooh, sometimes I need to shave my facial structure.
I just did some shaping up myself. What do you think?
Me too. I did a little shaping myself.
Yeah, and when you do it, when you do a shape up, it takes precision to get shapes.
That's right. That's right. And sometimes those store-bought brands just can't do the trick. And
let's name some of them right now.
No.
Okay.
But I will say Harry's, and I'll say that, I'll tell you that Harry's has everything you need for if you're someone that loves taking care of your beard or taking care of your face.
Here's a great way to remember it. If you are Harry's on your face, you might need Harry's razor.
That's right. Yeah. And guys, I'm talking about shaving products like razors. High quality, heavy, not too heavy, but heavy enough to feel very nice. And I'm telling you, somehow that weighted aspect of it really helps the whole process.
Makes it feel more expensive than it is.
It does. And it feels so nice. And it doesn't run out like the other ones do.
The lighter razors.
Dude, these razors are so good. And I'm telling you, it's like I almost don't need to replace them. But you want the replacements because those blades are so, they're crisp right out of the package.
Each replacement head adds 8 pounds to the razor.
Yeah. And there's customizable delivery options for schedule refill. No, legally
that is not true. I just want to make sure we say that.
Mike's saying that, but well, that part he said was not true. Okay, guys? All right? There's no need for a makeup. Guys, German-engineered blades we're talking. They stay sharper longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as 2 bones. That's half of what you pay for the other big brands.
And the blades are a regular weight.
That's right. And you get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3.
Get out of here.
That harrys.com/Mike and Steve.
That's us.
Whoa. That's right. Get the shaving products that always deliver. Get Harry's. Normally, the trial set is $13, but right now you can get it for just $3.
Dude, come on. What?
At harrys.com/Mike and Steve. We're talking about stuff Mike and I use on the daily, on the weekly. Good stuff, high quality stuff. And our exclusive link, harrys.com/Mike and Steve, for the $3 trial set. Thank you very much, Harry's.
$3.
And now, here comes my friend Sion, featuring 9 cocks, kicks.
Jackpot. Steve, there's somebody who wants to come on.
Oh yeah?
A previous episode to kind of clear the air.
Who is it?
Well, you remember I was working on the characters. Jeff is the puppet with a regular guy. Jeff,
that's right.
Regular guy.
Jeff has something to say to us.
He was on the show once.
Yeah, recently. Last episode.
And this guy just has a regular guy personality.
Yeah.
He's on the show once and a bunch of people kind of attacked him for it. For being himself. And he's feeling like he made a bad impression on a show. He wants to come back and make good.
The guy who came in with his pants down.
Say anything about.
Yeah, we saw his penis.
Just don't say anything about that.
Okay, but you know that.
I know that.
That was not appropriate.
I was only half here when it happened.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can give him a chance.
Jeff, you want to come in?
Oh, it's Jeff. Look, wow. Jeff. Oh, wow. Look at those nice pants. Oh, my God. Take a look at those. Damn. That fit is fire.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. And I really appreciate you, Steve, you, Kevin, and who is...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Who's...
This is Heather. Our friend Heather is here.
For letting me back on the show, even though I wasn't...
It's weird. He only shows up when like women are here.
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting.
It was Whitney the last time.
That is interesting. Are you single, Jeff? We'll get to that.
Yes, I'm single, but that isn't the big deal. I want to say 2 things. Okay. 1, I'm single, but that doesn't count because I wasn't talking about that. 2, I'm sorry for what I did last time with my parents down. And 3, I'm ready to mingle.
Okay, I accept. I accept that apology. I think, and so look, the reason why I'm accepting your apology, Jeff, is because not only did you understood what you did wrong. You corrected the problem because you have some very nice fitting pants on.
Thank you. These are the same pants. I had them tailored.
Very nice. Very nice. They look great. You look great. And also,
they come all the way down.
An apology is a really hard thing to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So I want to say.
Especially for me, just a regular guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we accept your apology, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back on the show.
So you said you're single.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that if any single girls out there want to get absolutely down. I'm Jeff.
Well, have you heard of Mike Falzone's human romance show
that what? He does? You have sometimes? A show? Can I say something?
Yeah, you can say something.
I have a show. I have a dating show that I do.
You guys sound similar.
You have a show? I do have a show that I do, and it's called Human Romance. I do it at the Comedy Store once a month. You should come to the next
Jeff
one.
Jeff should come, yeah.
Yeah, I should be there. Yes, that sounds great.
And you might be able to get hooked up with a pretty lady.
I'm looking for a very specific woman.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
You ever seen on the internet a baddie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when she a baddie and she knows she a 10.
When she has like an Instagram account and you don't know what her face looks like until you've seen like half of the account.
Okay, you're young still, so I'll give you that, sure.
Hi. What's that?
He's saying hi to the tall lady.
Oh, there. I'm tall, yeah.
Whoa.
Is it so Heather's tall. A little bit of a baddie, Jeff?
Tall.
Heather, are you interested in Jeff?
How old are you?
Heather does not give off baddie vibes. I'm talking about dark lip liner, eye makeup, okay. Like this, okay. Crazy. And then when they do the ass, it goes like this.
So you're talking, wow. Okay.
Are you okay?
You seen him? You
yeah.
Seen him?
Yeah.
Kevin?
You talk about a thought.
Yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore. But I don't know what to say because I'm just a regular guy.
I think you can speak freely here. You can speak freely, Jeff.
But the problem is I'm just a regular guy, so everything I'm saying is bullshit. Bitcoin, shit like that, cuck.
Yeah. Do you have some Bitcoin, Jeff?
I have some Bitcoin, yeah. Do you want to know about it?
No.
I heard you guys are starting a Bitcoin.
We are. We're starting a new coin.
I heard there's supposed to be a dynamic banter coin.
Yeah,
and you're going to get everyone to sign up for it, and then you're going to sweep the rug out and take all the money.
Well, we hope not to do that.
ChatGPT told me that that was the process. You create a Bitcoin, you hock to it on the thing, you pull the rug out, you take the money.
Well, that's not what we want to do with our Bitcoin, with our coin or our NFT.
What do you guys do? How do you be a responsible professional adult?
Well, we provide the coin for people and tell them that this coin is very valuable and can really purchase some really great, neat stuff. Like,
and then you sweep the fucking rug out, you take the money, and run.
No, I don't think that's the right thing to do, Jeff.
That seems to be what everybody else is doing.
Listen, we're just with the lights aren't going to stay on forever here.
Lights Jeff. Are gay.
We need a little money to keep the lights on. And keep the little door unlocked so you guys can come in here.
Can I say something about this light? You mind if I take a seat?
Go ahead,
no,
buddy.
That's fine.
No shoes this on the table.
Yes, sir. This one is too bright.
You think so?
Yeah, and this one is bright, too. So maybe you guys could afford to have a couple less lights in here. That one?
Less wattage.
It's like,
Kevin,
what?
I mean, that's Kevin's territory. Yeah. What do you
Kevin?
Think? Do you agree with that?
I don't think so. We need it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So we can get some baddies in here or what?
All right, Jeff. We're going to move on to History Roads. You want to stick around for that?
No, I do not. Okay. I have to go do regular guy shit.
Well, I think you should. So I accept your apology. I'm glad you came back. It was a big deal that you came back here to apologize.
Thank you, dude.
But can I also request that maybe the next time Whitney's on the show that you also apologize to her? I
think which one was Whitney?
Whitney was the very nice young lady who was here on the show the first time we met you when your penis was out.
Yeah.
That's right, the blonde one.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Does she know that?
We're going to be appropriate about it, though, okay, Jeff? Because she's our friend.
Whitney, the one that was sitting right here?
That's correct.
The blonde?
Whoa. Yes, okay, buddy.
Does
all right.
She know that?
Yeah, I think she does. Thanks for coming, Jeff.
I had a poster of her when I was a younger, regular guy.
Where'd you get that? Was that a SourceFed
Internet.
Thing?
For human guys, like for normal guys.
You should go watch Birdemic. Have you ever seen that?
Birdemic? What's that?
That's,
tell me.
That Whitney's in that movie. She's the star of that movie.
Where's it on Rotten Tom's?
I think you could just find it on the internet.
I'm going to go find it on the internet.
All right, go for it, buddy. Make sure you pay for that.
Whitney, dude. Whitney Moore. Whoa. Jeff is out. And boy, is my arm tired.
All right, guys, coming up to the stage next, a really great friend, a good, very funny comedian, Mike Falzone.
Oh, no. Hi, everyone. So good to be here.
Okay, so I say we do some History Roads, right?
Let's do it.
Kevin, does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We could do a few.
Are you sure? Can I say
March 13th? I think we're going to do a Surrounded in San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome. Whoa.
So we're going to get a couple buddies do Surrounded in San Diego in Del Mar on the 15th of March, which is the 15th. It's the Saturday.
That's awesome. You get yourself a California burrito. Some, what else they got over there? Carnitas.
Dude, San Diego's great.
Delicious.
I really love it.
We love it. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel douchey. There's some douchey parts, but...
There are some douchey parts, but like overall, you can find douchey parts anywhere.
Yeah.
Is there a part of the world that there is no douchey parts of?
It's a great question. Because...
What's Antarctica? That? There's no Antarctica? Douchey parts. There's not one douche in Antarctica. You're like, it's not that cold, pussy.
Oh, I got a request from Shannon, our good friend Shannon.
Hell yeah.
She said she's been hanging out online with Anna.
Can get gone?
There's a story. There's like a History Road about vomiting. Did you see that in there? It was like Anna, was it Anna Vales?
Anna Vales?
Is that what it is? Anna Vales?
Yeah.
And they vomited?
And there's also a History Road from Jesse Stillwell. Can you find that Anna Vales one?
Bangers only. I went to Portland and I got a tattoo and it didn't happen from Shannon.
Damn.
It happened spur of the moment. It was fast. Sorry.
But you're going to get one eventually, right? I think Shannon wants to come back and do that.
I want to get a lot more. I'm in the mode right now.
Yeah, dude. Get him, man.
Yeah.
I also, it's been a minute since I got a new tattoo. And our pal Eric, Meth Syndicate, was on the show recently and almost brought his friend Lard Humongous.
Yeah.
Who does like, he's an insane artist, really funny guy. And we got to figure out if we can get him in here to give me a tattoo.
Give a tattoo in
on
here?
The show, in here.
Whoa.
What get do you think zapped. About that?
Zapped cast?
Getting zapped on the cast.
I like it.
The most recent thing I've seen from Anna is from April 2024.
Is it about vomiting?
Not at all.
Can we make it about vomiting?
Good.
With AI?
Maybe I got the name wrong.
I think you did.
You type it into AI and you say, this one, but with vomiting?
Should I call Shannon?
Yes.
Fucking bitch.
I can call Shannon at the same time. We'll see who she answers for.
Hello?
Hey, is this Shannon?
Hello.
Hi, is this Shannon?
You're on Dynamic Banter.
Hi, this is she.
You're on Dynamic Banter. Banter.
Is this
oh
Shannon?
Oh my god, I never this thought that
Shannon.
Would come.
Shannon,
yeah.
What are you up to
welcome
right
to
now,
the
girl?
Welcome to the show, Shannon.
I'm doing your poo.
Thanks, guys.
I'm doing
so I
take
wanted to call you because we were talking about well. Doing that History Road that you mentioned to me, but we can't find it. Who is it from again?
Well, it's from Anna Vales.
Okay, so we can't
see
find
if we
that.
Have an email from Anna Vales.
Well, she must have bungled
it. I'll call her
it.
Up.
She must have bungled it then, and she fucking
she must
blew
have
it.
Bungled it.
And that was her one
I,
shot.
Do you want me to tell you the
yes.
story?
Yes.
Yeah, you tell us.
I'd rather you write it down.
Oh, by the way, Shannon, Heather's here.
Heather, hi. Hi, Heather.
And Kevin.
No.
Girls talk
and
to
Kevin.
Each other different. It's a higher.
Okay, go ahead, Shannon. What happened?
Let me see. Okay, so Anna definitely sent me a screenshot of what she emailed you. Maybe I can find it. Just, I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
Or you could just paraphrase what happened. That could be fun, too.
Or I could paraphrase, yeah.
And okay. Do a voice. When you're changing characters, do a voice.
And there's another History Road here from someone named Haven that says fart divorce.
That sounds pretty good.
I kinda
wanna, step outside. I'm
kinda wanna read,
in a coffee shop.
Are you gonna fart? Oh, okay.
You should read. You should read Fart Divorce.
Instead of this.
It's up to you guys, but no. That sounds pretty good too.
I'd like I'll to hear paraphrase
if you want
to
know.
Yeah, paraphrase, please. Yeah,
yeah, tell okay. She sent me a voice note one day that she had like eaten a burrito, and it didn't really sit with her well. I think she's like a no gluten girly, so she was like, maybe I just shouldn't have done that. And she's like, am I gonna throw up? Am I gonna throw up? And then she throws up, and she hears a plonk, a wet. Oh, plonk into the toilet.
And she would want the story told.
She would absolutely want the story told. I can give you her number, actually, if you want to call
it. So she hears a plonk.
She hears a plonk, a wet splash plonk. She is in horror. She's mortified.
Where is she right now?
Without thinking, she's puking into a toilet. Without thinking, she reaches her hand.
She's
into the
in
toilet.
Public or private or parochial?
She's at her home.
She's in Hong Kong.
I believe
she throws up
her
into
home.
Her own toilet.
Yeah.
And then instead, yeah. without looking at what plonk, she reaches her hand in and grabs the plonk. And what is it?
It is a, like, I'm going to say palm sized amalgamation of the bread that she had just eaten that had gotten lodged inside of her, and it was like a glob of like bread dough
from this meal
that her body was like
or just been in there.
It was inside of her body, I guess. You should call Anna. But it was in her, and she puked it out from the burrito that she ate.
Was she trying to smuggle bread into the restaurant?
This was not in a restaurant. This was in her home.
All right, Shannon. Well, I appreciate
she
the
puked
history.
She puked into a toilet.
Thank you for the All phone right. history road.
And sorry, Anna. I love you.
I don't know if that's enough.
It's a really perplexing story. Tell her to send in a follow-up.
I will. I'll let her know. You know,
all right, Shannon.
Feel free to cut this
You did
out,
a great job. No, you but... did a great job. Thank you, right. Shannon.
Love y'all.
All right, take care, baby girl. Bye-bye.
Dude, did she, like, eat, like, a... You know how when you're in daycare and there's, like, a fake kitchen?
Yeah.
And there's, like, a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing.
I'm thinking it's, like, she like, hadn't eaten anything like that.
In years.
Because she has a gluten intolerance.
So she was just trying it out.
So she had like a bread lodged in her.
And she was like, what's the worst thing that could happen? When you're gluten intolerant, your body can't comprehend gluten.
It can't comprehend what it even is.
It can't break it down.
It goes like, what is this? So that's probably what happened. It wasn't, her body wasn't breaking down the gluten.
Or she was saving it for a special time.
Was she hiding it? All right, coming up next, we got... Good thing we got a doctor here.
Have we ever cut out a history road?
I want to read this fart divorce one. Oh, and then we'll read Jesse Stillwell's one. Fart divorce from Haven. Hello, BBB. Oi, boy. Reverb, choking, and coughing noises.
Dude, fart divorce is on at 3 o'clock right after Judge
Judy. I would watch the fuck out of that, whatever it is.
We should do that.
Why did you get divorced? Why are you? It's women who want a divorce because the farts are so bad.
Every case is the same, but we always ask them what the case is.
And it's a woman confronting her husband about it.
It's always a woman, man.
Yeah. Never
it's
anybody
never
else.
Man, woman.
No. We don't do that in this world now. Longtime two-horn-born adult man here. Big fan of your hilarious trash cast. Hours ago, I experienced something ridiculous, so I got to share. My friend of 8 years asked me to meet him at a coffee shop in the area to have a talk. Oh, yeah. Turns out he's getting divorced.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to tell his boy.
And wanted to talk through it with him.
Dude, guys are doing that now, by the
way. Yeah.
Guys are taking other guys out to coffee. And no. It's not appropriate. And like confessing stuff.
They're breaking the bro code. Yeah. The bro code is never talk about heart stuff.
Never talk to your boys.
Never talk to your boys about heart stuff, ever.
Don't talk to your boys.
You want to talk to your boys about fishing?
I'm down with kissing your boys on the mouth. That's fine.
You want to talk about fishing?
If you, see
right, your truck?
Fishing or your truck, or like if you're down and you need like a back rub. If you're down and you need a back rub or a hug.
If you need a back rub, you can lay on a Miller Genuine Draft.
If you ain't had a kiss in a while, you tell your buddy and he'll lay one on.
Crack. Crack open a Miller Genuine Draft. Two big masculine wet hands will rub your back when you open it up.
Suck a kiss out of a gun with our new gun-shaped Miller Genuine Draft bottles. I'll kiss you if you're sad and you're my guy. Yeah. Just don't talk to me
if,
about your
if
problem.
If my boy was like, I'm so sad and I'm heartbroken and I'm in the lowest point of my life and the only thing that makes me feel better right now is a little kiss. And of course I give my boy a little kiss.
Okay. And then he's fine? And then he's like all Gucci Santucci after that?
So anyway, I care about this guy a whole lot. He says, Haven, kind of gay. And says, I feel terrible for him that he's going through this. Frankly, he's the most kind-hearted guy I've met in a long time.
Whoa.
So while we're sitting there with our coffees, I'm giving him my full attention and empathy. Very nice.
You're giving someone your empathy?
However, giving him my full attention becomes incredibly difficult when the patron sitting at the next table over begins farting repeatedly and violently. It's an old woman.
There she is.
And she looks like she's exhausted and just trying to get through the day. So I don't want to give her any shit for it. But she's giving you her shit, though.
Yeah, she's offering.
However, with how old she looked, she probably just couldn't control her bowels.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, dude, trying to stay serious and focused when Beelzebub's choir is bursting into song next to you while also listening to your best friend explain how he found his husband, for now, kissing the landlord on the back porch.
No! I wouldn't be able to keep him in through this story.
He says it's a lot. My friend was in tears at this point and told me that he might have to live in his car for a little while he searches for a new apartment. He can't bear to live in the same house with that man anymore.
Well, listen, here's a couple things that you have to consider. Were you having trouble paying the rent? Is your wife taking it for the team so you don't have to move your flat screen?
Husband.
And I think this is a female as well. Haven is a woman's name.
Everyone's a lesbian here?
I can't keep it together. I get it now. I get it.
The lesbian wife was kissing the girl landlord?
Husband. Gay husband.
The gay lesbian wife was kissing the gay husband.
There's no lesbian wife here.
There's no lesbian.
No lesbians.
I knew they didn't exist.
As far as I know.
I knew it was just for attention.
Unless this person is lesbian. But they're not being... That's not in this.
They person.
That's not in this.
Right.
Anyway, so they're talking about he can't live in the house with that man anymore. And fart keeps happening.
Haven is a boy.
Haven is a boy?
It says he can't hear. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it says adult man here.
He says, listen to your best friend explain how he found his husband kissing the landlord.
He's friends with a gay guy.
And he's a guy.
And that gay guy that he's friends with's husband was kissing a gay landlord.
This story has too many dicks. I need a vagina in here.
Was the landlord heterosexual man?
Anyway, Haven, man or woman, says, I couldn't keep it together anymore. Being as I am a bad friend and a bad person, I burst into laughter and started to heave and shake in my seat. I had to apologize and leave the cafe. I'm helping him search for a new place now. Listening to you funny boys.
Hold on. Pause. He heard the farting and this story that none of us can figure out, by the way. And he started laughing. He said he was sorry. And then he left mid-story. You're breaking down and you're talking about...
He said he had to apologize and leave the cafe.
Imagine I'm your gay friend.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about my gay husband.
As some woman is blasting ass and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it stinks.
And you can't listen to my story.
I'm like, this woman is not going to stop farting, so I have to leave right now.
But just leaving in the middle of the story
is wacky.
Or
let's go outside. I'd be like, let's go outside together.
Can you tell me the rest of this gay story outside?
Yeah.
Because it sucks in here.
But he says he's helping him search for a new place and says listening to the two of us has helped both of them have some respite from the horrors of reality on the drive to my place. So thank you.
Good use of respite, by the way.
And thanks for reading if you did, Haven.
So yeah, dude. That was... When did you tell the rest of the story? That's what I want to know. If it, was it like, did you drive separately?
I got to assume. Whoa, we just got the Anna Valdez email.
Dude, can we please see if the story is any different?
What if it's completely different?
I have a feeling it might be.
I want to get to this Jesse history
it's
road
short,
too.
So just do Honest first.
Honest first? Okay. Honest says, and it's reposed. Oh, it's resent to us from February.
Yeah, but we didn't
get it.
It's February
but
now.
But Kevin said last time he got one from her was like last year or something. Anyway, whatever. It was lost in the sauce. Anna Valis says, the time I threw up an alien baby.
Okay.
It's Anna Valis from this cheesy state of Wisconsin. I was fortunate enough to spend time with y'all the evening of the Brooklyn DB show in 2021.
Big ups.
At the stand with the whole DB. And welcome to our podcast, gang. Malcolm Barrett kissed me on the cheek.
Bamp.
Right after saying he was going to eat me. I've yet to wash since. All right, this is my history road when I threw up an alien baby. Ordered Mexican food. I'm going to go through this quickly. 4 hours later, felt nauseated. Started feeling cold sweats. Went to the bathroom. And something harder... I could feel something harder in my throat come out. And there was a little white chunk floating on the water. Your sister's going to hate this episode. Yep. Anyone who's grossed out by vomit is not going to like this episode.
Chunk on the water was my favorite.
I could feel it in my tummy getting rumbling. Without hesitation, I went down to grab it. I had to figure out what the
fuck
came
hesitation.
Out of me.
Without hesitation. Because
they had to find out what the fuck came out. It was a solid alien baby made up of digested tortilla mush that formed in my stomach. I can only assume my stomach did not want the tortilla in there.
I might throw up. Stop it! It might be my time to throw up. Stop it.
I told this to our mutual gross baby girl, Shannon, and she said I had to email you about it. This is probably the strangest thing to happen to me, and it genuinely shocked and scared me.
What?
Because it was a massive tortilla. Like, I guess that would weird me out, too.
Weird. Yeah.
Like, what would create a massive tortilla in your stomach?
A bunch of tortillas, yeah.
No, but, like, what if she's, like, chewing it and swallowing it?
Maybe it's cud, like a cow?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know.
Coagulated.
You could have cud? I'm gonna throw up.
All right, Jesse Stillwell.
Yeah.
Good boy, Jesse Stillwell.
What if he's like, you wanna guess what I threw up?
I threw up a tennis ball.
I thought I could combine a bunch of Laffy Taffys. That fucked up.
Jesse says, would you buy a human-sized spider?
This is... What a Jesse. Jesse-coded.
If it cleaned your house, but still did all the other spider stuff.
Would it be nice? Would
so
it talk?
Making a web, but also it cleans up its web. Your friend, Jesse Stillwell. Absolutely
it makes
not.
A giant-sized spider web in your house, but he cleans it up?
He'll clean it up, yeah.
How much time is he spending on my shit?
He's cleaning.
Also, how much is it?
It's yeah, yeah.
Buy one.
Thank you, Kevin.
It just says it cleans your house.
It
so your
makes
house is
it
clean.
Does all the spider shit. It molts.
Yeah, it molts. It eats bugs.
It eats bugs.
And
catches
it, can,
bugs.
Can it be sustained by the tiny bugs?
It's your size, but it eats this size bugs.
Yeah. Come on.
What did start thinking you're a bug and clean you up?
Would you get caught in the web every day? And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
If it's human size, it's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Which means that what's stopping him from taking a bite out of my ass?
It's on your ceiling sometimes.
Yeah, no fucking way, man.
He's in your hoodie.
Sorry, buddy. I was just sleeping.
Sorry, I was just cuddling
up. And then
up.
You feel its crawly, like, legs. All, and it's heavy like a human.
It smells.
No.
It smells,
I'm out.
You think?
Yeah, he probably smells. Spider would smell. It would smell. You're right. If it was big enough, yeah. I bet it would smell.
I don't want this thing in my house.
What do you think a spider smells like? Hey, Siri?
What do you think?
What does a spider smell like?
Something went wrong.
Yeah.
Dude, Siri's over,
it doesn't
dude.
Work.
Siri's over. ChatGBB, name it Siri
Chat
if you
DVD,
want.
ChatDVD.
Shirt DVDs.
Hey, Siri?
Explain your worth.
What does a spider smell like?
Sorry, something went wrong.
Why?
Please try again.
Why?
Why is your phone lighting up like that?
Is that what Siri does?
Did you get a new phone?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I did get a new phone. Hey, Siri.
Yeah?
Do spiders have a smell?
That's weird. Sorry, something went wrong. Please try again in a moment.
We gotta end the show.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the show.
March, what did I say, 13th?
Yeah.
15th?
15th.
Come to the Surrounded Show in San Diego.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.